Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I am your host, Demi Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Tucker Polson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how was y'all weekend?
It was good.
Mid. I didn't do a whole lot. Honestly, I just kind of sat around the house.
What about you?
Mine was good. I didn't do too much. Yeah, I did. What about y'all? Yeah, we had a competition at Wilson, and we came in first. And Sunday I work. Yeah.
Mm. Tough come down after that. Yeah. After that win, it's like win and it's work.
Mm-hmm. What is your biggest achievement or best achievement?
I don't know. I mean, probably I can even come up with one, honestly. I don't know.
I haven't really thought about it.
Me either.
No, me either, but I do try to set goals and accomplish them.
That's true. But I feel like for me, it's just a bunch of little goals that I try to get to, like, little by little. So I don't really have, like, a biggest overall achievement. Yeah. Now it's time for the Red Fox recap.
Last Tuesday, Hartsville boys went to North Myrtle Beach and came home with a victory, defeating the Chiefs 48-47 in overtime. The Foxes' game plan seemed to be working well in the first half, led by Jamal Brown and Xavier Robinson, who scored 8 and 11 points, respectively, in the first half. Hartsville led at the half 30-25. The second half slowed down with Hartsville only scoring 7 points in the third quarter. They still extended their lead by 1. The fourth quarter, it was the Chiefs holding the Foxes to only 5 points. North Myrtle Beach went on a 9-0 run, tying the game at 40 with 1 minute and 33 seconds left in the regulation. The Chiefs will take their first lead of the night at 42-40. That lead was brief as Hartsville tied the game back up at 42 with 39 seconds left. The game then went into overtime where Hartsville pulled out the one-point win as DeAndre Huggins scored 4 of the Foxes' 6 overtime points. Hartsville scoring Cam Foreman 6, Shaquan Pendergrass 2, Xavier Robinson 11, Jamal Brown 12, McCoy 4, Tyreek Fisher 2, DeAndre Huggins 11.
Friday, Hartsville came out playing tough defense and held West Florence to 6 first half points on their way to a 56-42 victory. West Florence came out with full court pressure in the second half and held the Foxes down in the third quarter to make it a 10-point game at the end of the quarter. Hartsville would play much better in the fourth quarter to pull out the win. The Red Foxes had 4 players in double figures on that night. Cam Foreman and DeAndre Huggins led the way with 13 apiece for Hartsville. Other Red Fox scoring was Shaquan Pendergrass with 6, Jamal Brown with 10, Braden Crawley with 11, and Zion Pettis with 3.
Friday night, defense showed up in force against West Florence as the Lady Foxes allowed the Lady Knights only single-digit scoring in 3 of the 4 quarters to come out on top 52-25. 3 Lady Foxes ended up scoring double figures with Jazzy Frierson leading the way with 19 points. Other Hartsville scorers were Ariana Scott with 10, Brooke Mitchell with 11, Shania Abraham with 2, Tatiana Fisher with 9, and Asia Stafford with 1.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demi Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Tucker Polson.
We're out.
Boom!